time for The Unmentionable, another Dizzy Boo production. Here is your narrator, Mr. Walter Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Miss America, all the ships at sea. Today, the exciting story on The Unmentionables, the Benjamin Pomponio story. The story of the biggest tycoon in the world of elastics in the entire history of bootleg days. The year was 1928. It was October 13th, the morning of that day. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the back of a large warehouse where Benji Pomponio and a group of his thugs from Chicago's Lower East Side are talking about their next big job.
All right, boys, I got all the plans laid out here. Here's some of the big department stores we're going to hit. Here's Rose and Seabuck, Montgomery Munns. All of these big stores, you see, they sell all of these ladies' garments that are made out of elastic. What we do is hijack the garments, we sell the elastic, and we're rich.
Hey, boss, you sure are truly the girdle king of the entire underworld.
Yes, I could say that I'm the girdle king of the entire underworld. Yes, you're absolutely right.
I think the truck is coming down the road now. Come on outside
the way. Come on, boys.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stop the truck by standing out in the middle of the road and tell him I need help.
Hey, stop the truck. I need some help. I got a flat tire over here. Stop the truck.
Nice going, Luigi. They're stopping for you, yes. Who's that getting out of the truck?
Oh, I think it
looks like
agents.
Elliot Mess.
Get out of here quick.
Come on.
Hold on, Pomponio.
Yeah, what do you want, Fed?
We know it's you.
Yeah, sure it's me. I guess you saw the tattoo on my arm. Benjamin Pomponio, I'm proud of that.
No, we found out exactly how you operated this girdle-stealing business. You're under arrest by federal agents.
Wait a minute.
Put the handcuffs on him, boy.
Wait, Mr. Mess, before you take me away, there's one question I want to know. Well, this kind of a rap, how many years can I get? How long, huh?
Pomponio?
Yes.
It's going to be a long stretch.
Well, who writes your material, man?
Same guy did the opening of the show.
And now, Benjamin Pomponio, for stealing girdles, was sent up the creek for 15 years. Quite a long stretch for a girdle theft.